It is time for one of our favorite moments on Robin Hood Radio, another episode of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. That's the official. That's the official.
That's it, huh?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going on out there, Ruth?
Well, things are slowing down a little bit because of the holiday, but we're still feeling the remnants of the election. We had a lovely get-together in Sharon to say goodbye to Brent Colley, who's leaving as first selectman, and Dale Jones, who's leaving as selectman, arranged by an ecumenical group. Republican member of the Board of Finance, Mary Robertson, and Democratic Town Chairman, Jill Drew, at the Edward last week, and was filled with good cheer for the two men. Brent, as we know, they both chose not to run again. So Casey Flanagan, Lynn Kircher, and John Brett are the new board. But this was a tribute to these two fellows who've been longtime members of the board, and it was a very heartwarming gathering. They were really applauded for all of their service. And then, same thing in Falls Village on Sunday. Dave Barger, who was elected first selectman there, threw a party himself to thank townspeople for their support, and it was very well attended. That was at the Falls Village Cafe, and the outgoing first selectman, Leo
Henry
Todd, was there, as were Judy Jacobs, the new select person, as well as Chris Kinsella, the new select person. And once again, Dave received lots of warm wishes and lots of support. And in both these cases, it's across the aisle, which is really nice to see. You know, Republicans and Democrats and unaffiliated came out of both of them to spur.
At which point I'm going to interrupt and say, you know, just in this divisive, not divisive, in this, gosh, let's label it before we decide whether we can get along world that has somehow, I don't know, taken hold in the most insane way.
Mm-hmm.
It is nice to know that here in at least our corner, in most cases, probably because, as Marshall used to say, and as I used to say, and as you used to say, and we've all been here for a while, you know, it really doesn't matter what your neighbor is. If their house is on fire, the
right.
volunteer fire department is coming.
Right.
And I think that when you have that, as they now say, baked in, it's a little harder to get all divided because you're supposed to.
Right. It is, and if you, as I've said, we've all said before, if you sit at a board meeting, for the most part, you have no idea the affiliation of the people serving on that board. Once they get elected, it's to work for their towns, and for the most part, it's really, really nice.
And let that be a lesson to, I mean, not a lesson,
salutary,
just like, hey guys, you could, here's what you're trying to do. Long time ago, I was unfortunately on the finance committee of the building that I lived in. And, you know, it was great. And everyone was moving along happily. And then someone decided that I had I was taking the money and I had a condo in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then once that happens, you know, it's kind of like, okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Those can be wicked. I have friends who serve on boards like that. So the Board of Selectmen got to work right away in Falls Village. They had their first meeting and did a lot of startup stuff, but they did rescind the approval of solar panels at the recreation center out on Route 63. That had been passed by the previous board, and this board had some concerns about location, cost, maintenance charges.
Lithium?
Hmm?
Lithium?
No.
Oh.
That wasn't mentioned. But so they did rescind that, and they are going to be looking at that whole issue again. This, of course, is to save energy for the town.
Right, but yeah. there is so much more information that has come out about the I don't have a view. I have no dog whatever. I don't even know the parameters. I just know that certain things that we have been told is like absolutely the best thing for the environment. When like the minute that you just lift that little label, it's like no, this is hideous. Don't. Okay. So that's all I'm saying. That's all the lithium.
Yeah,
was
no,
about.
That there. It was mostly location and costs and is what the group was concerned about. So that will be revisited very shortly. The vigil, the interfaith vigil at the Salisbury Congregational Church was incredible. That was held this past week, and it was totally ecumenical. The rabbi from Temple Beth David in Armenia was there, who spoke passionately, of course, about supporting Israel, and got was a packed house with people from all walks of life and all religious endeavors were there, and some pretty startling talks by people, especially an Israeli-American living here whose family was terribly affected by it. But again, it was very nice that this was held, and I think it's important that all communities speak out and at least talk about it. Okay, so looking ahead, we have all kinds of holiday things coming up. First off, this Thursday, at the Pilgrim House in Canaan, they have their community Thanksgiving dinner, which is fabulous every year. A group of churches get together, volunteers get together and put on this huge dinner. And it's not just for people who are, indigent, but mostly for social reasons, people who don't have family in the area. And people come together, long tables, sit together, chat, eat. Generally, Paul Ramuni plays his accordion, and it's just a lovely time. So it's noon to 2 at Pilgrim House on Granite Avenue in Canaan, and everybody is invited. And it's really a full-course meal, soup to nuts. And I would encourage people who are going to be alone to go over and sit with your neighbors. If you cannot make it, they do a fabulous job of delivery as well. So check that out. And then we have several Parade of Lights coming up. Canaan has its parade on this coming Sunday. These are put on by the fire department, and everybody tries to outbeat the other with their lights and decorated trucks, and it's a sight to behold. It's usually very cold, but it's brings out everybody. It's really the kickoff in Canaan to the holiday season. And then they're going to have hot chocolate with Santa, and the magic mailbox for putting in wish lists will be at the Lawrence Field following the parade. The parade starts at 6 o'clock. And Kent's parade is the next week, and that is also with Stuff-A-Truck, where kids are people are encouraged to bring new unwrapped gifts and fill the truck, and then they are dispersed to children in town, children and families. So that is, and there will be places around town, the IGA, the Town Hall, and Wilson's Cafe, where these items can be placed if you can't get to the firehouse the following weekend, December 2nd and 3rd, I believe it is.
Right. And do we know when Sharon's tree lighting is?
I don't.
It's probably right around then. That's, I think, how the universe celebrates Mike Flynn's birthday.
Okay. So we will check on that and see if we can find that. A few other things. There's SWASA, Salisbury Sports Association, Winter Sports Association's favorite ski swap is coming up next December, Saturday, December 2nd.
Okay.
Is that That's a great opportunity for people who want to buy skis and or sell old skis and snowboards and everything else that has to do with winter sports. That's at the Lakeville Firehouse, and it goes, you have to bring your things for sale on the night before on Friday, and then not on Saturday, and then the sale is Saturday, and anything left over becomes the property of Swasa. People love it. They save a fortune on skates and
right, and kids grow, and that's what's so wonderful.
Kids grow,
yeah,
it creates an
ongoing,
very quickly.
Yeah,
and, yeah.
And so that's it, no, it's just it's a fabulous thing. I will. I will try and find someone, see if they want to talk about it. We will.
Willie Hallahan.
I know the someone. I just.
Yep, he's really good about that, yeah. And he can chat it up. He's really good.
If people need information about it, what do they do? By the way, do they go to?
You go to SWASA.
SWSA.
Their website.
Okay.
And yeah.
Okay.
That's always good. Tree lighting. I'm sorry, I forgot. Falls Village is December 2nd, 4:30 on the town green, and then Santa will make an appearance at the center on Main, where refreshments will be served. So that's Falls Village on December 2nd.
Right. I mean, everybody should check with their various towns, et cetera.
Yeah.
But just as, if I were a betting woman, I would say that several towns will do it that weekend because there's not that much time between. That's usually when it is, and there's not much time between.
Sometimes Sharon is. Maybe a little later. Sharon also has, Carl Shayette does his Hanukkah thing, puts the menorah up on the green as well. And it's a nice counterbalance, the Christmas tree and the menorah. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is holding a free community breakfast this Wednesday from 10 to 11:30 at the White Hart. And they're going to have James Demert, a founder and chief investment officer of Main Street Research, talk about charitable things, how to give to charities and stuff. Should be quite informative for people who want to hear that. And that is through, as I say, Salisbury Visiting Nurse. And you can, again, look up their website and find all that information.
All right, and I'm just going to throw this out because Hanukkah begins the 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to double down on my assumption again. No hard information, but that it will be the that it will be the weekend prior.
Yeah,
which is the second third. I just don't know what I'm guessing, but I suspect that just the way that December.
That one I've not gotten any info on.
Okay.
So. But yes, you probably are correct. Lots going on.
You've got stuff going on, as usual. And we've got Ruth to answer the question, what's going on out there, Ruth? And as usual, mm-hmm. You've done a yeoman's job. Thank you so much for being our eyes and ears.
Well, you're very welcome, and happy Thanksgiving to all listeners.
All right. Good luck out there.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.